Welcome in. Today we're making a moonlit jungle break roll and a haunted vocal texture in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, and we're going to start in session view where it's fast and playful, then we'll record a real performance straight into arrangement view so it actually becomes a track. The vibe target is rolling jungle at 170 to 174 BPM, with those classic stutters and reverse pulls, and vocals that feel like fog in the trees. Not a big pop lead, more atmosphere, rhythm, and tension. Alright, let's set up the project. First, set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really safe sweet spot for rolling drum and bass. Time signature stays 4/4. Up top, turn on the metronome and set count into 1 bar. That 1 bar countin' is going to save you a lot of sloppy clip launches while you're learning. And just to keep the session clean, think in lanes, drums, bass, vocals, effects, and your return tracks. Even if you're only doing drums and vocals today, that mindset keeps you organized. Now let's build the secret sauce, Moonlit Return Effects. This is the easiest way to make vocals instantly cinematic without printing reverb directly onto every clip. Create return track and name it Verb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. If your CPU is fine, use convolution plus algorithm. If you need it lighter, just use algorithm. Set a predelay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. That gives the vocal a little separation so it doesn't smear instantly. Set decay around 3.5 to 6.5 seconds. We want long nocturnal tails. Then darken it, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz, and low cut around 150 to 300 hz so the low end doesn't turn to mud. After hybrid reverb, put EQ 8. If the reverb gets sharp or spitty, do a gentle dip somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. Now return track B. Name it delay. Add echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted for that classic rolling bounce, or 1/4 if you want it slower and more spacious. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 Khz. Optional but nice. A saturator after echo. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Just for vibe. Cool. Now anytime we send vocals into these, they'll feel like they live in the same nighttime space. Next. The break. This is where the jungle roll magic starts. Create an audio track and name it break. Drag in a breakbeat loop. Amen. Think. Hot pants, anything with real transients works. The key is it has actual drum hits, not a super squashed EDM loop. Click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Envelope around 100 to 130 is a good start. Now make sure it locks to 172 BPM. If it doesn't, adjust the clip's sag BPM or warp markers until the loop sits tight with the grid. Now the important move. Slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Choose Transient Slicing. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices mapped across MIDI notes. Here's a coaching note that really matters. Pick a home snare early. When you slice a break, you might find 2, 3, even 4 snare-ish hits. Choose one that sounds the most solid and make that your anchor snare for beats 2 and 4. Then treat the other snare-like slices as ghosts and fills. That one decision keeps your groove consistent, even when you start doing crazy rolls. Alright, now we're building our main rolling groove in session view. On the new MIDI track with the drum rack, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Open the piano roll. Start simple. Put your kick slice on beat 1. Put your chosen home snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your spine. Now add hats and little ghost hits in between. A super reliable beginner placement is adding something around the end of 2 and around the end of 3. Don't overthink it. Jungle feels alive because of the small hits between the bigger ones. Keep your main hit stable and keep the extras quiet. Use velocity for that. If everything is loud, it won't roll. It'll just yell. A good rule, ghosts should feel like movement, not like extra snares competing with the backbeat. And another quick cleanup tip. If you hear clicks or weird little flams on slices, open that slices simpler inside the drum rack and add micro fades, like a 1 to 3 millisecond fade in and a 5 to 20 millisecond fade out. It's a small change that makes sliced breaks feel way more professional. Now let's add swing. Open the groove pool. Grab a subtle MPC style groove and apply it at about 10 to 25%. We're not trying to make it drunken. We're just trying to make it breathe. Rename this clip break A. Now duplicate it twice and make tiny variations. The second one is break B. Change one ghost hit. Swap a hat slice. Maybe move a tiny hit so it answers the snare differently. The third one is break C. This is your higher energy clip. Add a few extra 1/16 hat ticks, but keep them light. Energy doesn't have to mean louder, it can mean denser. Now you can launch A, B, and C in session view and feel which one rolls best. Next up, the jungle stutter fills. The break roll moments. Duplicate break A and name it roll 1/16. Make it a half bar clip for now. Half bar fills are easier to aim and they leave less room for chaos. In that half bar, focus the roll toward the end. In the last quarter bar, repeat a snare or hat slice at 1/16 notes. Then do a velocity ramp. Start lower, end higher. That ramp is tension. It tells the listener something is coming. Now duplicate that and create roll 2/1/32. This one should be shorter. Aim for the last eighth note of the bar, and do 1/32 hits. If you do 1/32 for too long, it turns into mush, especially at 172. Also, instead of repeating the exact same slice, try alternating two slices, like snare then hat, that reads faster and cleaner than just machine gunning one sample. Now add a reverse accent, classic jungle style. Pick a snare slice, open it in simpler, and enable reverse playback. Place that reverse hit right before a main snare, usually right before beat 4, so you get that suck and vacuum effect leading into the smack. If things get noisy, you can use a gate, but I'd rather you try slice fades first. If you do use a gate, use it to control tails, not to choke the life out of the break. Now a really practical session view control tip. Global quantization should stay on one bar so your main scenes launch cleanly. But for your roll clips, we want quicker triggering. Click roll 1 and roll 2, and in the clip launch settings, set their launch quantization to 1/4 or 1/8. That way you can fire a fill late in the bar, and it will still snap musically instead of waiting a full bar and missing the moment. Optional but fun. Follow actions for controlled evolution. Select break A, B, and C. Turn on follow actions. Set the action time to 1 bar or 2 bars. Use mostly next, with a little any. And keep probability sensible, like 70% next and 30% any. The goal is movement without chaos. Your kick and main snare should still feel dependable. Alright, drums are rolling. Now we're building the vocal texture, the mist layer. Create an audio track named vocal. Drag in a short phrase. 1 to 2 seconds is plenty. Spoken word, a breathy sung phrase. Even a whispered line, anything can work if it has character. Warp it. Use Complex Pro. Then slightly lower the formants for a darker tone, but keep it subtle. If you crank formants too far, it turns into a cartoon monster. We're aiming for haunted, not goofy. Now we're going to make multiple session clips from this one phrase. Duplicate it into 3 to 5 clips. Velo C1 is sparse. That's 1 or 2 hits per bar. Big space, lots of mood. Velo C2 is chop. This is more rhythmic. Maybe some 1/8 placements, but here's a key teacher tip. Try not to land your vocal hits directly on beats 2 and 4, because that's where the snare lives. Let the snare have that spotlight. VOC3 is roll response. This one is tiny stutters right before a drum roll, or a single little answer right after the roll. That call and response keeps your drop readable. A simple rule is, when the drum roll happens, the vocal either stops for impact or it does one small moment, not a whole paragraph. Now pitch for the moonlit vibe. Since this is audio, you can just use the transpose control in clip view. Try -3, -5, or -7 semitones. Keep one clip unpitched for contrast so everything doesn't feel the same shade of dark. Now build a simple, solid vocal chain. First EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. You do not need low end in these vocals for jungle, the break and bass zone that space. If it's harsh, gently dip somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz area. Then compressor. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. You're just controlling it. Then saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This helps the vocal sit in the mix without having to crank the fader. Now the magic. Sends. Send to verb around 10 to 30%. Send to delay around 5 to 20%. Remember, haunted doesn't mean loud. Haunted means the dry signal is controlled and the space is doing the storytelling. Now let's create throw moments. This is the classic trick, where the last word before a transition blooms into delay or reverb. You can automate send B, your delay send, so it spikes on the last hit before a drop. Or even easier, duplicate one vocal hit into a separate clip, and just make that clip super wet by increasing the send. Use throws in only 2 to 4 spots in your whole idea. If everything is a throw, nothing feels special. Extra mist layer option. If you want the real moon fog, duplicate the vocal track. Keep the first track as your rhythmic chops. mostly dryish. On the second track, make it a texture bed. High pass it harder, like 250 to 400 Hz. Add a longer hybrid reverb, then echo with higher feedback but filtered, then utility and widen it a bit, like 130 to 170% width if it's not causing mono problems. Keep this layer quiet. It should be felt when you mute it, not necessarily obvious when it's on. Now, quick glue moves. On your break track, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom subtle or off if you want a more authentic jungle break character. Adjust transients if you need extra snap. On the vocal, add utility to control width. If the vocal is washing out your center, try pulling width down to 70 to 100% if needed. Optional sidechain. Put a compressor on the vocal, enable sidechain, and feed it from your kick or a kick trigger. Gentle settings, like 2:1 ratio, fastish attack, medium release, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This is not the pumping EDM effect. It's just tucking the vocal politely behind the groove. Now the fun part, turning session view into arrangement. In session view, create scenes. Scene 1 is intro, maybe the filtered break and sparse vocal, lots of reverb. Scene 2 is drop, break A plus your main vocal chop pattern. Scene 3 is variation, break B or C plus a bit more vocal movement. Scene 4 is roll and impact. This is where you fire roll 1 or roll 2 plus a throw. Scene 5 is outro, strip back, keep atmosphere. Make sure global quantization is 1 bar for clean scene changes. Now hit arrangement record, the big record button in the transport, and perform it like a DJ.